Okay, Parshas Korach. I'd like to discuss and try and get clear how to have a good fight. Yeah? How to have a good fight. Right? How to have a good fight. You know, this parasha talks about how to have a bad fight. Let's try and understand how to have a good fight, or preferably, how to have no fights at all.
Oh.
But ultimately, one is always living in amongst people with various different tensions, with various different misgivings, with miscommunication. It's almost inevitable, the more you're in a public, to come across people who are difficult, people who are confrontational, people who are out there for a good fight, people who enjoy antagonizing you. And let's learn from this parasha to see how to have a good fight. Yeah, how to deal with them and how to get the best way possible. So let's understand this carefully. We have here Moshe Rabbeinu, who is being challenged by Korach, who is an apikoros on two counts. Apikoros number one was, they did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu was a greater Novi than any other Novi, Rav Lechem Kulam Kadoshim. And also, did not believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi Bechlal, or was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu in specific. Again, the ideas behind this. In other words, you're dealing here with an apikoros. You're dealing here with somebody who was not a, what you call in Aramaic, a katla kanya. He's not a weed cutter. He is a tremendous Talmud Chochma, Marro l'shtuzei, dealing with Korach, God l'adohio. Right? And he's standing up and he's fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu for what? For kovod. And let's see the way Moshe Rabbeinu reacts to it. Let's see how Moshe Rabbeinu, the honor of Mikol Adam, who knows he's right. Moshe Rabbeinu could not know that if Moshe Rabbeinu knew, had the suffix that he was not a Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu would be an apikoros. Correct? If Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that he was the greatest Novi, he'd be an apikoros. Right? So he couldn't know. He knew exactly who he was fighting against. Let's understand how Moshe Rabbeinu reacted. Let's learn some lessons on how to deal with difficult people. So this week's parasha begins. Mikach Koyach Binis Ben Kos Ben Levi. We hold a whole Yichus over here. And his various characters, Va'im Ben Peles, Dosan Aviram. Who's Dosan Aviram? The good old Dosan Aviram, yeah, who come time and time again. Big Rishoyim, Dosan Aviram, those troublemakers, all the way from back in Mitzrayim, they're out to get Moshe Rabbeinu. Somehow they made it out of Mitzrayim, and they hear that out. Dosan Aviram, the infamous Dosan Aviram, are there. Oh, Gavaldik. Voyim ben Peles ben Ruvin. So what's the pasuk? Well known, established, wonderful people until then. Rav lechem, you have too much, as it were.
In other words,
everyone says to this nasa kasha. Why are you making this into this? We have an akleinu is doing it for himself. He hasn't been chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Apikorosus. How does Moshe Rabbeinu react? Vayishma Moshe. Moshe listened. Vayipol aponav, and he fell on the ground. Says the Baal HaTanya, Vayishma Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu. His first instinct was, Maybe he's right. Mm-hmm. And let's see what he has to say. Then Vayipol Alponov, and he got so weak by what terrible Aveira is, he didn't take it personally. He said, oi, what a chaval for Klal Yisrael. Now this is a very powerful way of reacting to something. We have Dosan Aviram, those people antagonize. You have Korach. You know what's right. But maybe they have something. Maybe they have a taina. Maybe there is something in what they're saying that's worth listening to. But Yishma Moshe, first he listened. And he tried to analyze. Maybe they are saying something. Maybe I should push away my negias. Maybe there's something behind what they're saying is correct. And then after he listened, Vayipol Alponov, then he was so weakened that, oh, another sin. Not because of what you're doing against me. Vayipol Alponov, says Rashi, four chatoim. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with, oi, I'm weak because how dare you fight me? How dare you do this to me? This is Klal Yisrael. You're losing. This is your fourth chet. Forget it. He took himself completely out of the picture. And he davened for them. Yippel Alponov, he davened for them. Nothing to do with him. So the greatest point that you learn firstly from the parasha is to listen. Maybe don't be defensive. Don't be defensive. Don't be offensive. Listen. Take positive criticism. And even be willing to sometimes take a negative critique. Maybe listen to somebody. Maybe he is saying something that is worthwhile listening to. Yeah? Don't always be, oh, how dare you, what are you talking about? Yeah?
They were looking for tzatzchut.
Yeah, for sure. Petzila ha'eda, always got to look for tzatzchut. Yes, yeah, yeah. But this is, it seems like it's an open and shut case. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this, who he's dealing with. Let me listen. Lesson number one. Next lesson. We're dealing here with a machlekas which is ripping through Klal Yisrael. So konos nefoshes mamish. Leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu is under jeopardy. If it's under jeopardy, it can destroy Torah from Sinai. It can destroy the fabric of Yiddishkeit and the world. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? What's boike? Tomorrow. Why not tomorrow? Why not today? Straight away. The answer is boiker is a fantastic way of dealing with machlekes. In other words, you have sometimes a letter. There's a certain email you want to write. Right? Certain email you want to write to somebody who deserves it as far as you're concerned. And you're finally going to tell him once and for all what you think of him. And how dare he. And finish him off. That's it. Yeah? So what should you do? Write that email after a good night's sleep. Go to sleep, rest, have a good breakfast, have a good walk, then get back to the computer, and then you can always send it then.
Nice and fresh.
Once it's sent, it's sent. You can do harm forever, who knows. Boiker, delay, hold it. Maybe you'll feel fresh tomorrow, maybe the guy had a hard day, maybe there was traffic, maybe he got stopped by the traffic police, maybe his workers drove him crazy, he's stressed out. Boike, don't take it to person. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Or you have a nasty phone call, or you have a nasty phone call, and the guy's getting you on the phone. And you can say, "I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Very bad, Klita. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye." Right? And then, what? And these guys getting you. Sorry. Then turn it off. Right? Tomorrow, boike. Tomorrow, calm down. Defuse the situation. Wait till tomorrow. Let's do. Carries on the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them. Usnuva and Eish get this machtois put inside Ktoires. Mocha Vahoya Isha Shiva Hashem Hua Kodish Rav Lachem Bene Levi, Rav Lachem Bene Levi. Bene Levi, know how much you have. Do you know how much chusim you have? Why do you want more? Rav Lachem Bene Levi. Where does this word Rav Lachem come from? Look at this. So if you look in Pasuk Gimel, it says Vayikalo Amosha Valan Vayomer Alehem Rav Lachem. The same Loshen that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Korach. Rav Lachem, Moshe Rabbeinu took that Lashon and said back to them, Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. What's pshat? Look how careful he was not to make it more potent and more flammable than it is. You use Lashon to me, Rav Lachem? I'm not adding anything on. I'm just saying to you, Rav Lachem.
No escalation.
You tell Rav Lachem, and then you start telling him about him and what he's done for you, and how dare you, and you carry on and start making it personal and making it. Rav Lachem. You say, Rav Lachem, I think you're saying, I have a much. I think you have. That's it. No escalation. The Gemara says, a famous Gemara that says, the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says where is this? It's Gemara in Beit Sechof and Medalef. There's a of a Talmud Echel Beisilel who went to do smicha on the animal on Yom Tov. So Beisilel holds he's allowed to do smicha. Beishamah says not allowed to do smicha on the animal. So the Talmud of Beishamah says to Talmud Beisilel, Mazu smicha. What is this Mazu smicha? So the Talmud said, Mazu smicha. My Rebbe told me what, and we passed night my Rebbe. Let's play Star Cop. Yeah, Mazu smicha. What did he say to him? Mazu smicha. Yeah, just keep quiet. What does it mean to be quiet? It means maybe be quiet. Yeah, okay. That is quite a harsh thing. But you learn from there, says the Gemara. You learn from there. The Gemara says, "Omar baye hulka chetzuv rabon omli chavre milsa lelahadi milsa tfei." Somebody says something to you, don't add on to it. Don't add. He says something. You're allowed to respond in a way that is hopefully going to diffuse the situation, but don't add. Don't be personal. Don't add fuel to the flame. Yeah. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get away with that. Later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, let me in. Let me into Eretz Yisrael. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Rav Lechem. I'll tell you something. Don't talk anything else. Says a Gemara, Midah Keneged Midah. Because he said to Bnei Levi, Rav Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Rav Lechem. In other words, even what he didn't say, he said to them in a very controlled manner, he got an oynish for, according to many. Why? It's because of Chaim Shmulevitz. Why? But when a person is looking for ruchnius, they weren't asking for money, they're looking for ruchnius. It may be done in the wrong way, and it may have been done in a way that was a tremendous chutzpah, and done in a completely wrong way, but ultimately they're looking for more ruchnius. Don't limit, say, Rav Lechem, enough ruchnius. No such thing. In other words, be very, very nekudati. Listen to the argument carefully, and even if you're being polite, perhaps you'd not get in the point the way it should, and later HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, enough! I don't want to hear you. You said to them, I don't want to hear you, I don't want to hear you either. Now this is how careful one has to be. Let's move on. Okay, let's move on. So we have over here four lessons so far. We had the lesson of...
Because the whole plan of wait till the morning and God will decide who he chooses and everything, he didn't plan that with God. Moses.
Moshe Rabbeinu, much more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu risked everything, not only with this, he risked everything, and he says, if the land does not open up, which has never happened before.
Yes.
Yeah, it's never, Moshe Rabbeinu thought of this himself. If the land opens up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him, Al Tismech Michal Anes. The answer is that it's not worth the world surviving. The world could not continue unless it's sorted out. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it is not, there's no two ways about this. And let's move on to the next point on this. Let's move on to the next point. This is a brilliant point. Moshe Rabbeinu, no, this was way beyond that. This was understanding that there is no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can allow this to happen. And not only can they die normally, because that will just show that they're wrong, they have to die in an unusual fashion to show that the way that Machlekes is that much more potent. We'll get to Mr. Shem, okay, I haven't got time, but I just want a couple more points I want to get back to, okay? That's Rav Lechem. Rav Lechem, you got punished for that. Later on, is Machlekes in a Reforshim, whether this is a lav or not, the Pasuk says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey, Zikaron Vnei Yisrael, Amal Shalikrav, Ish Zor Ashali, Mizera Aaron, Hula Hakti, Tarsif, Vnei Hashem, Vala Yiyah, Kikorach, Vecha Adosai. Is that a lav or not? Is that a lav? Means normally, don't make a machlekes. Is that a lav? So there's a machlekes over here where they consider that one of the lavim in the Torah. Yeah, the Chaim does, a lot of apostles, a lot of the Rishonim don't. It could be, and it should not be. If not, there's a lav, like Hashem b'yad Moshe, like Hashem spoke b'yad Moshe. Where does it say, where does the Kosh Baruch Hu say, you should not be a Kerech v'chadosei? So Shimshon Pinker says a very, very good thought. He says, apiderech drush. Maybe it's not the halacha, maybe it's not a lav, apiderech drush, and it's brilliant. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu's fight with Korach is so clear. There is so clear that there are no two sides to it. In fact, the Mishnah says, "Eiz machleikus shein shemayim, hilal v'shamayim." What's machleikus in shein shemayim? Korach v'chadosoi. In other words, it was an internal fight. There's no even other side over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was so clear who was right and who was wrong. Yeah, and still he can have a machleikus. Says a pasuk who should just know that never is in any fight is like Korach v'chadosoi. So he says, "V'lo yik Korach v'chadosoi kashdib Hashem b'yad Moshe." In other words, no other fight in the world is like the machlekes Korach v'chadosoi. In other words, every fight there is some kind of sides to it. There's always somebody who has there's two sides to every fight. Listen carefully. V'lo yik Korach v'chadosoi means Korach v'chadosoi against Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely clear. No other machlekes in history will be like Korach v'chadosoi, where one side is absolutely right and the other side is absolutely wrong. No, every side has a point of right and a point of wrong, and therefore you should just know that every machlekes is not like Korach v'chadosoi is right and wrong. You got to listen, because by Korach v'chadosoi that was so clear. But normally you have to understand. You listen to people, it's unbelievable. Sometimes you hear machlekes between two people, and listen to two sides. Reuben and Shimon are having an argument. Yankel and Sarah are having an argument. And listen to one side, and then listen to the other side. You can't believe it's the same story that's happening. No, but and they both are saying what they see. They're both rational people. They're both giving over a point, and you cannot see. It doesn't seem like the same people and the same story. And sometimes you take a little bit here, a little bit there, and it is embellished and it is exaggerated. And it, right, but loike of korech lechadosei is no machlekes in the world that korech lechadosei. Listen carefully. Just one more vort. Just want to move on. One more vort. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? He said, Vayishlach Moshe likro dosan avirim b'nei yom loy nale. He called dosan avirim. Says Rashi, Mikan, why do you call dosan avirim? Loy machzikim machlekes. What's not loy machzikim machlekes? Loy machzikim machlekes means from here we learn that you don't keep fighting. Mikan loy machzikim machlekes. Right, from here learn you don't keep fighting. Of course you don't keep fighting. What's the idea behind it? Loy machzikim machlekes means, says Rav Dunna from London, what it means is that in every world in halacha, there's a chazaka. There's cheskas marakama, that you're the owner. There's a cheskas kashrus. There's cheskas this, there's cheskas that. Everything is a chazaka. Besides, when it comes to machlekas. When it comes to machlekas, don't say, oh, this dosan aviram are old people antagonizedness of mine. I'm going to make peace with them. Oh, I know these people, they're old, nasty people. I can just treat them badly. No. Ey machzik and machlekas means, whatever they've had in the chazaka till now, you've got to give them a fresh page and say, maybe they're right here. Maybe they have a new chance over here. Maybe I can treat them better. Maybe they'll change their way. Ey machzik and machlekas means, don't treat them with a chazaka. So we learned so many things over here. We learned over here the context of listening, that Yishma Moshe first listen. Maybe there is some criticism you should be taking. Then it's idea of boike, delay, don't react straight away. Then it's rav lachem, don't exaggerate, don't add fuel. Whatever he says to you, you may answer back, but don't exaggerate it. Be careful what the point of the machlekes is, because sometimes it will hit you back. If you say rav lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to you rav lachem. Be very careful how you treat that. Also the idea that atzatz machlekes means there's always two sides of the machlekes. It's never like Korach v'Chadosh is so straightforward. There's always two sides. Listen carefully. Maybe there is the other side. And finally, this halacha over here of altasik machlekas. Just because a person may be argumentative, don't say, I don't have to answer to him. He's a nasty person. No, maybe I have an obligation to listen to him. Maybe he has a point. Maybe I have to work with him. And be'ez Hashem, v'lo yeh Korach v'Chadosh.